2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 414. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
University of Utah gymnast Kara Aker now in isolation in Tokyo after testing positive for COVID-19. Her dreams of competing in the games dashed. Her Red Rocks coach, Tom Farden, says he's heartbroken. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ert.
Second, the National Weather Service has issued a significant weather advisory for a storm moving through northern Utah County. It's zeroing in on Pleasant Grove, Vineyard, Orem, and the Cell is on the move. You could see gusty wind and rain through 4:30. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have had a new accident in Utah County, southbound I-15, 1400 North in Springville, but it has been moved out of traffic to the shoulder. Lingering slowdowns in Summit County. It's due to a crash westbound I-80 about a mile after Wanship. Even though they're working to completely get it cleared, you're still going to see some backups. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Got some clouds out there, thunderstorms, and in the 90s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
97 degrees at 4:15, and now KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. What the brakes on a downhill slide sound like on Wall Street. The closing bell of the New York Exchange after sharp downturns, more than 2% loss for the Dow or over 700 points. The broad S&P down 69. Analysts partly blaming worries over a surging COVID variant among unvaccinated people, whether that could lead to more restrictions and a downturn in the economy. Also worries about inflation. Art Hogan, chief market strategist, National Securities.
We entered last week at relatively high valuations and markets were getting a bit stretched. So you put all that together on a Monday in the middle of the summer, you've got enough of a cauldron of concerns that the market is taking a bit of a breather here, and it's showing up across all sectors.
President Biden clarifies his words last week about misinformation about COVID vaccines on social media.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information.
Biden referring to White House research indicating most misinformation about vaccines on Facebook coming from 12 people. Rising more COVID cases in California, over 14,000 new cases between Friday and Sunday. Los Angeles County again mandating face masks indoors. Governor Gavin Newsom.
We're exhausted by this in the fits and starts, the CDC, local versus state, regional. Mandates, guidelines, recommendations, and get vaccinated.
Responsibility.
Pacific Gas and Electric has been suffering for years with wildfires linked back to its equipment. It's been sued numerous times. Some of those fires have been deadly. Now PG&E says its equipment might have started the Dixie Fire, which has burned over 30,000 acres in a remote area of Northern California. PG&E says an employee responding to a circuit outage on July 13th saw blown fuses in a conductor on a pole and a fire at the base of the tree. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Health experts are at odds whether kids should mask up when they go back to school. This morning, the American Academy of Pediatrics said all kids should mask up, regardless of vaccination status, but the CDC disagrees. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it can be difficult for parents to sort through these different guidelines.
As a parent myself, it can be confusing. I think we acknowledge that. We rely from the federal government on the guidance of the CDC. That's how we make recommendations on public health issues from the federal government. There will be different decisions made by school districts, just like there will be different decisions made by local communities. We certainly understand and recognize that, but we will continue to rely on the CDC for guidelines and guidance.
The trouble is kids under age 12 can't get vaccinated, and among those over age 12, only about 31% are vaccinated. But Psaki says locally, school districts can make the call about masks.
The president's going to rely on the recommendations of the CDC, and also local school districts will make their own decisions based on the publicly available health guidelines. That's always how it's worked, and I think it will continue to work that way moving forward.
Well, here in Utah, local school boards can't. They can't require masks because the state legislature passed a law last session. You can't mandate masks in Utah. Means local districts in the state can enforce masks even if there's an outbreak. KSL News Time 419. Now, I believe this is emergency traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky, what's going on now?
It is still emergency traffic, Jeff. Thank you very much. It's in Summit County. But the good news is we are seeing improvement. We had an earlier accident there this afternoon that also resulted in a vehicle fire westbound I-80 about a mile after Wanship. It is in the final cleanup stages. And once the crews open up that right lane, everybody will be able to move through once again in the valley. Southbound I-15, a little busy at the I-80-201 interchange, but most of the heavier traffic will be as you're approaching and passing the I-215 junction at the south interchange. Looking good on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and main secondaries. Michelle?
Roads down in Utah County affecting I-15, seeing those delays now starting in Linden, just a little bit of slowing where we have wet roads. You're going to see the bigger delays, though. This is between Orem and Provo. Also in Springville, we have a southbound I-15 crash at 1400 North off to the right shoulder. Len?
In Salt Lake City, construction is making it tough to navigate on 300 West from 2100 South to 1300 South, and also 1300 South is closed eastbound at 300 West. Sailing along with a little bit of just a blip of slowing from Beck Street up to the North Interchange on I-15. Then it's clean up to Layton Parkway, where it slows down to Antelope Drive. Escape into the music with Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival going on now through August 7th in Park City. Tickets available at deervalleymusicfestival.org. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's check the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is here, and we have this storm cell developing down around where? Pleasant Grove, maybe?
Yeah, it's actually right between Lehigh and Pleasant Grove with a moderate cell coming right over. It's pretty narrow, but there are three or four lightning strikes in that. It's wetting down the roads, causing some issues for the commute, as we just heard through our triple team traffic. But scattered thunderstorms are going to linger with us through the day tomorrow, but most of the heavy storms, Jeff, will be south of Salt Lake and east over the mountains. So kind of a mix like today where you've got the clouds, it feels like it wants to storm, but a lot of those storms are going to be south of the area. Temperatures, mid to upper 90s for the next couple of days, and then I think by Thursday, Friday, we'll get another little increase here along the Wasatch Front with the chance of some. But it doesn't look like a huge rain event for us over the next 7 days. Central southern Utah will get more rain than we will, just kind of threatening skies with highs in the 90s.
And it doesn't look like we'll get the oppressive triple digits either.
No, in fact, I don't have a 100 forecast. I don't have a 100-degree day in our forecast for the next seven. Close, upper 90s, but no 100s.
It has you all titillated there.
I'm excited. Happy Monday.
Thanks for joining us, Kevin. It's 97 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 422.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and my friends at Zero Res, they know this time of year, July, is the time to declare your freedom from dirt, spills, and pet accidents with a little help from Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. You're supposed to be celebrating, hiking, boating, being out in the sun. When Drew and Chris came to our home this past week, first they went to work with the ZR Lifter, which has the counter-rotating brushes. It pulls all the gross stuff out of your carpet fibers that your vacuum is missing. And then that patented wand process rinses the carpet fibers while simultaneously sucking the moisture back up. They don't flood the carpet. You'll be surprised how quickly it will dry. And of course, they use water to clean. No harsh, dirt-attracting residue left behind. You've got to experience Zero Res. We've trusted them for years. Schedule your carpet cleaning with Zero Res Carpet today. This month, $33 per room of carpet, plus the fourth room cleaned for free. It's really quick to make your appointment online at ZeroResSaltLake.com. Up north, it's Zero ResDavisWeber.com.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school can feel like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. FindSomethingNew.org offers resources that help develop new skills. Skills that can position you for careers in today's growing industries, from healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Find your path to a new career at findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
If you have Medicaid and you're 65 or older, or you have a disability, you could receive lots of extra money-saving benefits every year from Molina Healthcare. Just sign up for our special Molina Medicare Complete Care Plan. Every year, you could get $3,000 in dental coverage, an eye exam plus $300 for eyewear. You can get a hearing exam and two hearing aids, and more than $1,000 for over-the-counter items. Molina Medicare Complete Care lets you keep all your Medicaid benefits, and it has a vast network of doctors. Best of all, it offers you valuable extra benefits you deserve. If you have Medicaid, call Molina Healthcare today at 866-533-1043. That's 866-533-1043. Molina Medicare Complete Care, HMO-SMP, is a health plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with a state Medicaid program. Enrollment in Molina Medicare Complete Care depends on contract renewal. Product offered by Molina Healthcare of Utah, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of Molina Healthcare, Inc.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Rough day for the market. Traders are worried about the number of COVID cases rising. It could blunt the economic recovery, and the Dow suffered its worst day since last October. Fell 725 points, down 2.2%. The S&P fell 68 points. The NASDAQ was down 152. YouTube is looking to end misinformation in videos. That's what they say. The company wants to promote more credible health resources, and they're going to label certain videos if they come from a reliable source. KSL Drive's Volkswagen is phasing out its smaller sedans. The car company's entering production of the Passat as it starts to explore larger SUVs and EVs. The University of Utah and Salt Lake Community College have broken ground on a joint campus in Harriman. Students will be able to get their associate's degree and bachelor's all at the same $57 million campus. The U.S. says China was behind the hack of a Microsoft Exchange server that compromised tens of thousands of computers around the world.
Four Chinese nationals associated with China's Ministry of State Security were accused of targeting companies, universities, and governments in the U.S. and in at least 11 other countries. The alleged hacking lasted for years, between 2011 and 2018, and was, prosecutors said, meant to steal infectious disease research, technology used for autonomous vehicles, and other information of significant economic benefit to China. Secretary of State Blinken called it irresponsible, disruptive, and destabilizing behavior that poses a threat to U.S. economic and national security. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.